It's time for the Doyen of Decisions, Luke, the General Patton.
Oh, the General, good afternoon. How are you, mate?
Good afternoon, Joel, mate. I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you going?
Very, very good.
Hello, General.
Did you hear the exclusive by Brian? Can you share the exclusive with the General?
Okay, so my mail is 11th of October. I've got an insider across enemy lines, and they've said that the pubs will be open on the 11th of October for the double vaxxed.
Oh, how good. How good. Yeah, I'm double vaxxed. I'm ready to go. Get me out there.
Yeah, me too.
Rightio, General. Before we get into the sport, let's just tackle a couple of issues off the field. So, Gibbo, can you run your scenario by the General? What happened? What's the update with the living arrangements?
So, g'day, General. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, we got a share house with four boys. One of the guys has got a girlfriend. She is moving in the next, I'd say, 4 weeks. So, on Saturday night, we were having a game of cards. During the game of cards, the loser was going to have to put all the rubbish out. We had a few boxes of takeaway, a few beers going. Halfway through the game, I said that. Everyone agreed. We all know the rules we're playing. Mm. The game is done. The girlfriend's lost. But then the guys sort of turned around and be like, oh, the rules weren't stipulated before the game, so she doesn't have to do it.
Mm.
And I'm sitting there thinking, mate, we know we're always playing. She's lost. Go put out the rubbish. And then he goes, oh, well, you know, it's only rubbish. It's not that much. You guys could just take it out yourself. And so I'm starting to think now, General,
what's she saying at the time, Gibbo?
Nothing. Dead silent.
Right.
So, General, I'm starting to think, are we going to have issues here in the next few weeks, do you think?
There's no doubt there's going to be issues. I'd be aborting. As soon as the girlfriend moves in, it's game over.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not good. She should have just owned up to that and been like, listen, I lost. I'm up, you know?
So, yeah. Anyway, well, yeah.
Or he could have, I don't know, could he have jumped in and taken his missus, you know, taken one for her? I don't know, but.
Well, he ended up taking the rubbish out a bit later on. It was half an hour later down the track when I think he knew, oh, okay, but only his rubbish.
Do you reckon she's chipped him and said, only his rubbish?
Yeah, oh, only their rubbish.
Oh, that's
A
grade.
Yeah.
No. He's not an A grade.
It's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the end here.
I'm with you, General. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nah, he's a good bloke, man.
Nah, he's not a good bloke in our books.
But it's just not going to work. Like, I don't know if there's any listeners out there who maybe it's a house full of girls and one of the boyfriends has come in or a partner. Whatever the case may be, I don't know that it's ever been that successful.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about some rugby league, General. What about the players staying down? They're milking penalties. I don't really know what a solution to this is.
Oh, well, I mean, in these big games, it's always going to happen, isn't it? It can prove the difference. And, you know, if they get a chance, they get a knock on the head or they get their head squashed in a tackle, they're going to take that chance. I think the solution, Joel, is less bunker interference. I think if it's a not a serious issue, let the match review committee, you know, they could tag it, say that they've seen it in the bunker and send it through to the match review to look at. And if we think it's serious enough, obviously we're going to charge it. But the way it is at the moment, blokes are staying down. They know they get that bit of time for the bunker to look at it. And the bunker, you know, they want to be seen as doing their job and not missing stuff. So they're going to say, yep, he's had his head squashed or he's been hit high, penalty on report. And that's what we're seeing. And I just think, you know, there's so many things that need to be looked at in this off-season. It's not funny. And that's certainly one of them.
Okay, let's have a listen to these comments, General. This is Brad Arthur after the loss to the Penrith Panthers.
Well, there's been a bit of complaining over the last couple of weeks, and they got what they were after from the back of the Wingen.
What do you mean by that?
Trying to make the game faster. How many stoppages was there tonight? How many? When we were starting to get on top, there was a lot. Bunker gets involved. We're 7-2 penalty count. Bunker gets involved for what reasons? But then we kick down, we make the line break out of the backfield, we get down there. Will Penasini gets tackled off the ball. Mitchell Moses running down there to chase and gets tackled in the background off the ball.
Do you think that Ivan's comments throughout the week in the lead up to this game and the lead up to the Bunnies game had an impact on what happened tonight?
Oh, it might have helped them tonight.
Ooh, whack. I'm loving these coach wars, by the way, played out in the media. What did you make of those comments, General?
Yeah, well, it's a fair comment, I guess. Like, I know I watched that game as a neutral, you know, as a footy supporter. And, you know, the fact that we're stopping the game for the trainers putting their hands up. Like, obviously, player welfare is critical in the game. We all agree with that, right? But we also know how clubs can bend these rules to their advantage. And in a situation where right at the death of that game, the Eels had the momentum, they're on the attack. A Penrith player's down, so they've got the numbers and, you know, a solid chance of winning the game. And yet we stopped the game. We let, you know, the Panthers make a substitute and all that. And it just deflates the game. As a fan of footy, I just wish we had so many less stoppages. Personally, I just think, again, it's another thing that needs to be looked at. If clubs are going to use these tactics, there needs to be other scenarios looked at, whether that's a big fine or points or wins taken. I don't know, but it needs to be a solid deterrent so that the game can just flow. Isn't that what we all want?
Yeah, exactly. Did you think... I had no confidence in Parramatta scoring at all in that game. I know their defence was... They defended really well, but they just... Their attack...
They scored one fluky try.
I know Penrith only
Off the kick, wasn't it?
I know Penrith, they had that other one disallowed, but Penrith at least... I just think Parramatta were very, very brave, but the best team won. Do we agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
I never felt... And I'd had a couple of years, but I'd never felt that Parramatta were going to win that game.
No.
Yeah, but they were denied a chance at the end, wouldn't you agree that they were coming home in that last passage of play there. They could have jagged the try, you know. So
the tackle you're right, the tackle by I think it was Coruscant when Papali'i was. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He threw out of the line. I thought he was over.
Yeah.
That was the turning point, and then obviously the other thing that I was going to ask you, General, when Capewell kicked the ball away, when he knocked it down, is that a penalty? Like, I've seen that be a penalty.
Well, it's funny you ask that, because I messaged one of my referee friends and said, listen, isn't that a penalty in that situation? Like, I know previously, and it's something that we'd spoken about within the referees, that the guys do this where they kick the ball away and there had been previously cracked. But imagine what happens there, Fletch. Like, if the ref is game enough to blow a penalty in that situation, like that's the game, that ties the game up, doesn't it, I think?
Ties it up.
Well, then all the focus is then on the referee's decision, which personally I hate when players kick the ball away. It should just be left there and, you know, I actually thought, well, you know, he's booted that ball away there. That's a deliberate action to slow it down. And I think it should be a penalty, personally, but I can see why they didn't there. I think, I didn't know whether they called time off, but in that situation, they're meant to call time off straight away. And sometimes when you're watching on TV, the actual clock on the TV doesn't stop, but the game clock does. So that's how sometimes people get confused whether they've called time off or not.
Can I ask you this, Jen? You don't have to answer it, but have you ever heard of, or have you ever seen that the bunker or a touch judge has made a call to the referee in the middle, i.e., yeah, it's a penalty, and the referee has ignored him?
Yeah, I have, and that happens. I wouldn't say it happens regularly, but they're able to give their, suggestion or what they've seen, and a referee can take that on board. The referee's looking at exactly the same thing and might have a differing opinion. So the referee has the final call in that situation.
Right, that's the game.
When there were pocket refs, it's the same thing. A pocket ref might be saying, "Oh, ball on hand," or whatever. There's, you know, a hand on ball or whatever, and the head ref has decided, "No, I'm going to play on here for whatever reason."
You know, the big players for big games. Apparently, Fletch, you've got another one that's come through that needs addressing by the General.
Yeah, so General, this is a text that's come from Mikale, which I understand is Michael. In Greek,
right.
That's what he says, I put in brackets. He said, I've been married for 2 years. I'm 30 and my wife is 29. I thought our sex life was fine, but over the past few months, she seems to have lost interest. Now she has confessed to preferring her sex toy, which is ridiculously large. She says, I just don't measure up. Her phone is full of pictures with huge manhoods, and I've discovered she has been on some sites for well-endowed men. P.S., there's a Brian from Bondi on there. I don't know what that means. Her phone, she has been talking to one of these men a lot, and she told him she would like to meet up with him and have casual sex. She calls him her big boy. I was so shocked because I didn't think she would ever do something like this. If she goes ahead, I'm worried she will enjoy sex with this man that could spell the end of our marriage. I don't want to lose her. She says she won't leave me for him because of the wife and kids. None of this sits well with me. But General, I plead to you. Oof. Should I just let her get this out of her system? Michele.
Text.
That is a long text.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. That's a long message, isn't it?
Yeah. What do we do here?
It's a big message.
Four solutions go through my head through that whole time. But it's a tough one, isn't it? I think maybe he's going to have to let her,
sow her wild oats.
I think possibly. Yeah, she's just going to have to cop one on the chin.
Yeah, but what?
Not
one of those.
Well, I don't think you can do that. There's no going back. Look, I don't really
give it.
You can't
park a bus in an airplane hangar, can you?
No, and I don't like doing this.
Yeah.
But and I don't like him. I don't like. I'm staying in my lane when it comes to these decisions because you are the general and the doyen. But I'm saying to Michele. No, you can't let it get out of the system.
Okay, well, this is why I'll be saying this. If you want this relationship to survive, what is the best way? Does he just have to just pretend nothing's happening and let her just go for a life?
Yeah, but he...
Is there a way out? Is Michele doomed?
Michele is doomed. The only thing unless he takes her to an island and where there's no internet...
If he takes her to an island.
Yeah, they just get away. They take the family on a road trip.
And then what?
Well, they get away from it all. And there's no temptation.
Forever.
Forever.
On every island.
No.
There's one that could.
Nah, there's never. I'm thinking somewhere. I'm thinking somewhere in the Caribbean. It'll be sweet.
It'll be sweet.
Oh, well, what do I say here? Because Michele is listening, General.
Well, I just think if he does nothing, then that's not going to work either. So maybe they need to come up with a plan. Once a month, she gets a free pass or something. I don't know. You know, maybe that keeps the peace.
Mm. Fletch, she wants to race in the Group Ones, and his horse is only fit for provincials. He's doomed. Michele is absolutely doomed.
So what you're saying is he's racing in orange this afternoon.
Yes.
He's regretting this text.
Yeah.
Michele, I'm saying get out. Get out of the country.
Yeah, but if you not get out of the relationship.
Get away from it all.
Yeah.
Get to a place where there's no internet, so she can't go onto these.
Wonderful advice in lockdown, isn't it?
By the way, I'd like to have a know about this Brian from Bondi, because he's on this site.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, dear.
How's SodaStream, General?
Yeah, it's good. I've been busy today. That's why I was a bit late on the call. I've been working my backside off, so it's going good.
Yeah, it is good. We spoke to your boss the other day. He says you're doing a bang-up job.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah. It's Macca, is it? Or Mickey or Macca? Or what's his name?
What do you think with the footy boys going into the grand final? You got picks yet? Have you been talking about it today? I haven't caught any of your show, unfortunately.
I just can't wrap my head. I'm too far down the pitch, General, with the Panthers, and my mind won't let me think otherwise. And you know what? They knew at the start of the year they had to play the Melbourne Storm to make the grand final, to win the grand final, and a top four side, and that remains the same. So I'm still all aboard the Panther train. Yeah.
Well, it could be done in 04, in 04 when we won the comp. We got beat first round, and then we had to go through the tough way. We had to play the Storm and then the Panthers to get into the grand final, and the Panthers were the premiers from the year before. So like you said, at the end of the day, you've got to beat the best team, so it doesn't matter what way you do it, I guess.
Did you lose week one, General, or how did that play out?
Yeah, Cowboys beat us week one.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I got one memory that sticks in my head after the game. Corey Hughes sort of said, listen, he was part of a team that same sort of thing happened. They got beat week one. It can be done. And I remember everyone sort of just went, right, well, instead of moping around, let's just get on with it. And it really just sharpened our focus, I guess. So we came through the hard way, and we were battle ready for the Roosters.
I think the Bunnies will get
and
there.
Brian.
I think Melbourne.
Are you going the Bunnies, Fletch?
I think the Bunnies. I am very, very keen on the Bunnies.
Can I tell you why he's keen on the Bunnies, General? Is because you know how they have a former legend bring out the trophy. He generally believes that South are going to pick him
yep.
if they make the grand final.
Yeah.
Be me are you and, serious, Fletch?
Yeah, it'll be me and Buffer Geyer. Me and Matty Geyer will be taking out the trophy.
How many years did you play at the Bunnies?
Three.
3 years.
Two spoons in that era. Mate, which is not bad.
Oh, you know what? Royce is going to be rolling it out.
Royce will be there.
Royce is going to be there, I think. Looking forward to it. Anyway, we'll see how it plays out, General. But it's very uncanny how all these questions start hitting you for the doyen of decisions, mate. And you've handled it with a plum once again.
Thanks, boys. Looking forward to hopefully next week we're just talking about the footy, hey? How about how great the games were? But there's always something to talk about rugby league.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, so you don't want to? Sorry, are you saying, General, you don't want our listeners to text in anything of this nature?
Oh no, I'm happy for those. You've pulled out a semi-final question today, Fletch. Like that was a lot going on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So no, I'm looking forward to the grand final questions next week, mate.
Okay. When you get home, do me a favour and text. Look up Jonah Falcon. And then just text us. Jonah Falcon. That's what I need you to do.
All right.
You know what? Before you go, General, I will tell you this. The text line 0457 736 736. We spoke about 80% of the time about rugby league, but all the listeners want to comment on is Gibbo's house arrangements scenario and
McCully's
situation. So there you go.
Of course.
There you go. There's the General. Thank you very much, mate. We'll chat again next week.
See you, boys. Have a good arvo.
See you, mate.